Welcome back. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And guess who just stepped into the studio here? Andrew Masson, one of our other partners for the Popwitch Carmelli Advisor Group. And Andrew, one of the biggest concerns people have as they go through retirement is the cost of healthcare in the future.
Yes.
It's aging, their own health, and then to pay for that. And one of the biggest questions that I get, because I get to work on the health bucket with a lot of our clients as the lead on it, is how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, and you've lived a lot of that through me to some degree.
And Dave.
Because I had a mom who's recently passed, but was in a long-term care facility. And that cost is surprisingly high in my mind. And, of course, every little bit of information you can possibly get in this subject is crucial.
So part of the shock that people get, Andrew, and you've lived it, so you can jump in here on this one. Part of the shock that people get is they're surprised, A, that there is a payment to make, because healthcare, in theory, has been a non-payment out of pocket when you use it for most of the situations. Now, we're not talking dental, chiropractic, physiotherapy. Those people understand, but to actually have someone care for you, people don't have that their head wrapped around that you got to pay out of pocket.
Well, and what does long-term care really look like too? And what I mean by that is it home care? Is it part-time? Is it full-time? Is it in a assisted living facility? Is it in a long-term care facility? There's so many different ways of looking at this.
And there's so many questions that we have. And of course, we don't have all the answers, so we have to get some of the experts out there. So we're joined with Karen Henderson. She's founder and chief executive of Long-Term Care Planning Network. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Okay, so we're just going to go right into the first question that all of our clients have is, what does long-term care really cost?
Well, each province is different in this country, but when it comes to Alberta, there are a range of costs depending on how you define long-term care. Long-term care can mean living at home. Long-term care can mean living in a retirement or assisted living facility. And long-term care can also mean living in a supportive living or a long-term care facility. So I'm assuming that you mean the latter.
If you have information on all of them, let's start okay. Knocking it down. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to stay at home, which most people do until the end of their life, you will need, in all probability, home care. And the amount of home care you need will depend on the family support that you have. Given that you do have family support and you need to pay for extra, in Alberta, the Calgary mean right about now is $28 an hour for someone to come in and help with what we call the activities of daily living, which means help with meal prep, house cleaning, and personal care. And that can go up to $10,000 a month for 24/7 care. So home care can be excruciatingly expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
If we move along the continuum to retirement home care, people move into retirement homes because they're tired of maintaining their own home and they're pretty healthy. They may need some help with perhaps medication management. And the average here is about $3,000 to $4,000 a month for accommodation and meals and activities. And these facilities are privately owned rental accommodation. So the province has nothing to do with rates in retirement or assisted living. Finally, along the continuum, we have long-term care, which also may mean supportive care. And this is the type of accommodation that people need when they need 24-hour care or supervision because of chronic health conditions, frailty, or because they suffer from a dementia such as Alzheimer's. Right now, effective July 1st in 2018, in Alberta, the average monthly standard room rate, that is, would be for three people or more in a room, is $1,600 a month. For a semi-private room, is $1,700 a month. And for a private room, it's just over $2,000 a month. So if you look at all three along the continuum, if you are stretched for funds, then living in a long-term care facility could be your least expensive option. However, you need to qualify to get into long-term care. You just can't decide that you want to move into a long-term care facility. You have to be assessed by the province.
And the timeline in which you could get into one of those facilities with that's provincially run is significant in length, if I'm correct.
Well, actually, I've tried to find that out. Right here in Toronto, or sorry, in Ontario, there's 26,000 people waiting for a bed in long-term care.
Yep.
I couldn't find the number in Alberta, but I know there is a wait list for sure. There's a wait list in every province for the facilities that people think are the best.
Yeah, because in Ontario, I was dealing with that right now. It was, you know, it could be anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years, depending on the facility you chose.
But I
would say it's similar to that here in Alberta. But when it comes to, let's say, going to the, are there specific costs that that nobody thinks about that really have to be considered in looking at one of these three options?
There's always costs that surprise you. If you don't plan for long-term care and you don't put money aside, it can become quite costly. One of the things that people don't realize that is if they wait too long to apply for a bed in long-term care, they have to pay out of pocket for care at home during this wait time, which, as you have said, can be 2 weeks or 2 years. That's unexpected. Other costs are, of course, equipment costs. Wheelchairs can be $4,000 or $5,000. Walkers up to $400. Other assistive devices in the home have to be paid for. A hospital bed can be $4,000. A scooter, $2,400. You know, the list goes on. And when you get into a facility, and I'm going to really talk about long-term care here, the extra costs are things like medications that aren't covered by the Alberta government, things like incontinence products that a resident may need, services in the facility such as foot care or nail care, or someone wants to get their hair done. And also, if you decide that you want more care for a parent in a long-term care facility, then you pay for that yourself. On an hourly rate. So that would be, you know, around $28 an hour.
And then we're also going to share this with all of our clients and all of our listeners that want to come to our radio website after. They need some guidance. And I think, how do you protect yourself from these costs, or what should someone be doing from now to prepare that there may be these types of costs in the future coming out of their pocket?
Well, the first thing they need to do is understand how the provincial healthcare system works where they live, and in this case, it's Alberta. And so you need to understand what we call the continuum of care, which starts from care in the home and works all the way through to end-of-life or palliative care. And every one of those has costs attached to it and also has a telephone number to call, which I will supply you with for your readers. Awesome. So that's the first thing. Understand the healthcare system where you live. Secondly, look at your own family history with respect to health. What diseases run in your family? What might you suffer from? Is it arthritis? Is it high blood pressure? Is it Alzheimer's? Is it ALS? So you can become familiar with the disease progression and the kinds of costs that are involved in managing this disease. And the last thing is to understand that the government doesn't pay for everything. And Canadians across this country, unfortunately, believe that, you know, when push comes to shove, when all is said and done, that the government will be there to pay. And the government is only there to pay for partial care at any level, whether it's home care or long-term care. The rest comes from the taxes that we pay or from what we pay out of pocket. So what I tell my clients is to have a family conversation, sit down with your family and look objectively at your situation. Let's say you're 65 or 70 and you sit down with your family and say, okay, here's the health challenges that I face. Here's where I live. Here's where I want to live as I age. Here are the family members who are able and willing to help me. And here is my professional team, my family doctor, my specialist for this or my specialist for that. All of this information needs to be compiled in one place. And then finally, a funding mechanism has to be created. So whether you buy long-term care insurance or whether you set up a health spending account or you purchase an annuity, there has to be some kind of funding mechanism for long-term care. No financial or retirement plan is complete without a funding mechanism for long-term care.
Amen. Amen to that. That's the one thing, Andrew, we've been pushing and talking to people about and pounding the table on every time we talk about a retirement plan.
Yeah.
That you cannot have a retirement plan without a health plan. You can't.
No. No, you can't.
Yeah, in, so in a perfect world, we never have to do that. But let's be realistic. Canadians are living longer. They're enjoying their lifestyles longer. But that also has a medical aspect to it that doesn't go away. In fact, it just gets harder.
That's right. That's right.
Great, great piece. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. We've been joined by Karen Henderson, founder and chief executive of the Long-Term Care Planning Network. Now, we have our seminar on Tuesday, May 14th. 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. We're going to be talking about why people lose money in their portfolio on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.